Thank you guys so much, Nate and Mel, for coming on today. I'll say cheers to you guys.
Thank you, John.
Clink. Right, so we've been talking just a little bit, but you've tuned into Lather Talk, a wet shaving podcast, and I'm your host, John, a.k.a. Lather Hog. My regular co-host, Gerard, did have some scheduling issues, but hopefully he can pop in later tonight as we're recording, and even though I've been chatting with them, I still want to give a proper introduction to the duo at BBS Live, Nate and Melly Mel. Welcome, guys, to Lather Talk.
Hello. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John, for having us. Hello, everybody.
All right. Well, so, I mean, basically, guys, tonight, we don't usually drink on Lather Talk. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but
First time,
we have to make the exclusion, and I'm sure we'll get to it because I think it's built into your name. I figure it's a good way to go down memory lane for you guys. I know some of your backstory, some of it I don't know, and I think one of the first things, and one of on Instagram, I posed for users to send in questions, but people want to know, and I want to know, how did you guys first meet?
I think it was back in 2016. I was selling a Blackland Blackbird.
Yeah.
And I just purchased it. I loved it on my face shave, but it was too aggressive on my head shave. But I can't remember which form I posted that the sale to, but Nate was the first one that reached out to me. And I sold it to him. And since then, we kind of been messing each other every so often. And that's how we initially met.
Yep.
And was it last year, Nate? Or
yeah, it was probably let's see, it's November right now, so I think it was early October was when I started doing lives in the Rich Man group. And Mel, you were doing it for probably a month or two.
And so I
came into the group and everyone was pushing for lives. And I didn't want to do it because it's like, of course, getting into lives, you're like nervous. You feel like you're not special. Like there's nothing special about you. Why would anyone want to watch me? And Mel called me out on one of his lives because I hopped in. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll try it out. And so I did. And it's like, you have that countdown of when you're about to go live and it hits and you're like, oh my God, it's like, holy shit. And I legit, like it came on and I like froze for like a good 3 or 4 seconds. And it's like, oh my God, I'm live. And it was terrible. Like my first live was terrible. I think all I was doing is just kind of going through my brushes and like what I had in my den. And I think it actually froze and I got cut off. But after that, Mel did a live and I hopped on, and that's when Facebook, you can do dual lives now, but they got rid of them. But at that time they had dual lives, and Mel's like, come into my live. And so we did a dual live, and I think we were on for, I don't know, Mel, what was it, like an hour?
But yeah, so me and Nate Dog, we actually became a lot closer as far as communication wise. Last year, around autumn of 2019, and like you said, believe it or not, guys, and John, Nate Dog was super shy on doing lives. He was so shy, he didn't know what to say. So I said, hey, man, let's do a dual live together.
Yep.
So I guess I kind of broke up on his shyness, and now the boy does epic lives. If you guys ever check out Lather and Blade, Facebook, Nate Dog does excellent live shaves, man. Everybody loves him over there.
But yeah, it when that happened, when I hopped in on Mel's live, again, we were, it had to be like an hour long and people were like liking it. And I was already into bourbon, but Mel wasn't. And So Mel was always asking me.
Really?
He was asking during it, like, hey, I want to get into bourbon. What do you suggest? But like, people seem to like us together. And so we started doing dual lives in the Rich Man Group for, I don't know, months. It was probably from October to December-ish, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we had the issue of Facebook getting rid of dual lives. And so it seemed like people were like, well, because actually Mel came up with the BBS Live name in the Rich Man Group. And so we didn't know what to do. And people were like, well, we still want BBS Live. So people were saying how awesome Instagram was. And they had the dual lives and the quality was better. That was the issue we're having in Facebook, was the quality was not great. And so we weren't even BBS Live. Mel created the Instagram account. It was Melly Mel Nate Dog. And we didn't even do one yet. Mel, you created it in like maybe late January.
And yeah,
we didn't do our first live until probably early March. We were never BBS Live.
Yeah. I took off social media all of February because of my dad passed away 1st of February. So I actually took off from all social media the whole month of February to mourn for my dad. But yeah, March was the week when we actually went live on BBS.live on IG. Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, the BBS Live name didn't come until, I don't know, maybe a few lives in. And so yeah, and then we couldn't obviously have BBS Live because someone else had it. So it just became BBS.live because that was the only thing we could have for our names. So that's basically how it started. Nothing crazy, but.
Well, that's kind of cool how, though, you guys met over a sale and then it kind of just, you know, the dominoes fell over and then here we are today.
I thought how awesome it was because Mel did a YouTube video of the Timeless Razor and he loved it and he brought up the Blackland Razor that he sold to me and he brought up my name in it. He said like Nate from Minnesota, and I thought it was so cool because Mel brought up my name in his video.
And the funny thing is our lives together, actually this is me and Nate Bell's way of having conversations with each other because we have busy schedules, and when we're not talking, we're actually texting. So, like, when you see us live, that's our first time actually speaking for a prolonged time. So basically, our conversation is live with everybody joining in, and it makes it that much fun, man.
I think you can really tell. I mean, it's just there's certain, like, chemistry, you know, honestly, between you guys, you know, being good friends. It's just like we get to listen in on those conversations. Plus, you know, after a few drinks, you guys do hit multiple topics, not just shaving. But we won't get into that just yet. I forgot one question that I wanted to ask you. And this is, you can each, I'm curious for both of your individual responses. But if you had to give, like, you know, the elevator pitch, kind of like the 20-second pitch, what is BBS Live? What would each of you say?
That has to be Mel. Mel's the hype man.
Okay, so what's BBS Live? So basically, it's a show where two good friends come together, have conversation, and the entire wet shaving community, bourbon community, joins in on our fun and asks us questions, and we don't think about anything else but having fun. Our goal in our lives is just to have one thing. And that's fun. We don't even prepare. We just go at it.
Yes. That's right. I can't do any better than that, John. I mean, that's what it is. And it's just, yeah, it's having fun. It's drinking bourbon. It's not being too serious, not talking about any of the craziness going on. I think it's just, I mean, Mel and I have fun during it, but I think with these past few lives that we've had, we've gotten people that have said, like, you know, I definitely schedule my whatever I do around this Thursday because I love coming because it's just something where I can take my mind out of all the, you know, obviously all the craziness going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And I that's really nice to hear. I mean, that's really cool.
It's a good escape from the outside perspective. I love to say that, and a big part of befriending you guys, and wanting to just have you on the show, just so more people, because like you mentioned, the show is on Instagram, at least for right now. It's you can only find it on Instagram every other Thursday night for this might scare people off, but sometimes 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah. It goes so fast.
For you.
It goes so fast.
That's true.
For anyone who just wants to check it out, I do highly encourage, you can drop in. And I do think you do have one other big hook that has really grown the numbers. And it's really the generosity I've seen from both you guys. I think I saw the formation or the kind of, you're asking for what names should your show be, and see it launch on Instagram. And those early shows, it'd be basically they have giveaways. So Nate and Mel have giveaways set up, but as a participant, as a viewer, I would see like, okay, you have your 2 or 3 items, you know, go up for the giveaway, but it's like, but wait, there's more. And I think you guys kind of goad each other on. Maybe Mel is doing the pushing here,
but
you just grab stuff from your shave that, like, I want to give something else away. It was awesome. I'm really encouraged and just delighted by that generosity. Like, would you say is that correct, Mel? Are you the one to pushing to add more to those early giveaways?
I always tell people, if it was for Nate, I'll be giving everything away. I'll give everything away. Nate is the Mel. Let's save it till later. I want to give it away. Nate is the chill person. He's the chill person of our lives. I'm like, let's give everything away. Nate's like, no, let's wait till later.
But I think what is really cool, because before this whole BBS Live thing, I was legit, if I wanted to get rid of something, I would sell it on the secondary market. You know, I would try to get some money back for it. And when we started doing these, like even the first few, Mel just, you know, wanted to keep on going, wanted to start giving away things. And then I thought about it. It's like, you know what? There's a lot of people that I feel like I'm fortunate I can afford some of these things that other people can't afford. So when Mel kept on throwing out, like, I want to do more giveaways. I was like, okay, let's do it. I'm not going to give away as much as you do, because I mean, a lot of people know Mel. Mel doesn't just do giveaways in BBS Live. He does giveaways everywhere else on these Facebook groups.
I just like to see people smile, man. Like, I remember that one night I gave my OG Wolf Whiskers.
That was fun. Well, it's become this just crazy where people contact us just wanting to give away. It's just become something just crazy to see. Like, people want to contribute to the generosity, and it's just become where we start a list and we have to stop because the giveaways are just, there's too much. We can't do that. So we have to start another one. And it's been fun. It's been really fun.
Yeah, it's definitely been crazy seeing just how it's grown. Yeah, from things that you guys picked up yourselves or just gave away from your very own den, to artisans, I think, you know, like I've donating some items to just the online retailers joining in. It's crazy. What was the total count? We're recording in mid-November. So from last episode, what was how many prizes do you guys give away?
Last episode, I think it was 18.
Oh my gosh!
and it wasn't there. It was at 9. No, it was at. So it was at 9. But then we got up to 100 viewers. So we had that thing where if we ever got up to 100 viewers during a live, or else if we got up to 1,000 followers, we're going to give away a carbon razor. Well, we got up to 100. So that added. So we gave away a carbon razor. And then it was just people kept on adding to it. Well, Mel did too. But other people kept on adding, and then it got up to 18 by the end of the night. So it's just, that's definitely the highest we've ever gotten.
Yeah,
for sure.
Man, that's crazy. And I do want to congratulate you guys on hitting 100. That's such a huge milestone. We're in such a niche hobby. And from I try to catch what lies I can, support those in the community. I'm not saying anyone gets 100, though, at least within shaving. Like, you know, celebrities that do live, you know, whatever, they'll do like 100K, but...
Right, yeah.
But 100, like, even, it's very, like, yeah, those are the biggest numbers I've seen within wet shaving. So congratulations. I'm going to drink to that.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Thanks, John. It was crazy to see because we just never thought it was going to, I mean, you know, we thought, like, oh, that would be awesome if we got to 100. That's why we were like, well, if we got to 100, then we have to give something away, and it has to be cool. But we didn't think it was going to be as soon as it was. And this past Thursday started, it was just like we had by 4 minutes, 5 minutes in, there was 75 people there. And that's that's the quickest it's ever gotten. So we're like, okay, this actually might happen. And I think we got up to 108, I think it was.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it stuck around that 100 mark for most of the time. It was crazy. And it's awesome to see. Cause again, we have fun, but we just want to make sure everyone else is having fun too. And yes, the giveaways help keep people there, but we've actually heard from a lot of people. They stay for the fun, which that really is awesome. Like, of course you want to win something. Everyone wants to win something. It's so fun to win something, but people can stay. That's really cool.
But what I'm liking, John, is the community that is reaching out to me and Nate, wanting to give. Hey, I want to give my subset away to you guys. You do it, or I want to give this razor. I want to give this gift certificate. So like the outpouring of these gifts for our lives to give away to the community is, man, I love it, man. I love it, man.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I think I mentioned earlier where I put it out to Instagram, where you guys, you know, really, that's where your audience is. All right, so... first question, and this is one of those things where, like, if one of you want to answer it, both of you want to answer it, you know, whichever, whatever y'all want to do. But this one's from GT Wilson. He asks, "What's your one go-to soap to remind yourself of summer on a cold day?"
Summer Fig, Amy.
All right.
All day, I love Summer Fig.
Mel, that was so quick.
I know, it just reminds me of summer, man. I love it so much. I got three pups.
Oh, wow.
I got three of them.
Dang.
Yeah. I love Annie Summer Fig. I just remind, when I smell it, sunshine just comes all over my day.
I think I'm going to go with this one because, yeah, I'm going to go with the Watchmen.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to go with Cigar Man and the Watchmen. Even though it has, like, the dark notes, I don't think this is a winter scent. So that's why I'm going to say that. Definitely.
So you're going on a rainy day of summer.
Yeah, I'll go rainy day of summer. Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
There were no wrong answers. So.
I mean, there's a few other ones, but I used that today, and I'm like, it wasn't nice outside. I mean, in Minnesota, it was probably like 25, 30 degrees. I still used it, and it brightened up my day a little bit. So.
Wait a minute. It's 25 to 30 degrees over there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hey, Mel, it's supposed to warm up though. By Wednesday, it's supposed to be 50. So
that's cold. 50's cold for me.
Yeah, I was wondering, Mel, since you're down in Florida, what constitutes a cold day? Like 60?
So what constitutes? Believe it or not, I live in the part of Florida. I live in the northwest part. We actually get cold. For a couple of weeks, we're going to be in the 20s come January, February.
Oh, all right. All right. That's legit.
Yes.
All right.
So I love when it gets that cold because I get to use some of my, because you know I'm a new frag guy. I'm a frag head now.
You are.
John.
You are.
That's right.
So I get to use some of my cold weather scents. So So every now and then it gets in the 20s and 30s here in Pensacola. So Pensacola does get cold.
Okay.
Now, if you live in Miami, you'll never experience cold, but we live in the northwest part of Florida. Yeah.
The panhandle, correct?
The panhandle, correct. There you go, John. Yes.
All right. So the next question I got is from Isaac Andujar, and he says, or he asks, apart from 100 views, what's one of your biggest milestones?
That's easy, man. Again, guys, Nate, I don't mean to be emotional, but one thing I love about BBS.Live, I got closer to my boy Nate Dogg. I feel like I gained a brother. And each and every day, me and my brother Nate Dogg over there in Minnesota, we get closer. So I value my milestone by having a new brother in my family. Because I try to surround myself with positive people, and my boy Nate Dogg is my new brother. And I love it.
Mel and I have definitely become super close with PBS Live and just working together, and it's been amazing. Like, I would say I would agree with Mel on that for sure. I would also say that I would say working with Heather for our PBS Live soap, I would say the PBS Live soap was definitely a huge thing for us. And it was, even though it's been mixed reviews with at least the soap right now, I still think it was really cool to be able to work with an artisan to have a soap made for the show.
That's a very touching answer. Friendship is the answer, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Friendship, for sure. Brotherhood. I love it. I love it. Oh, I really like this question from Daily Carry Solutions. And he asks, if you guys could be any famous duo, who would it be?
See, one thing bad about having a duo, you know, if you have that Batman Robin type thing. See, we are a different type of duo. Big Dog's Batman, he's a billionaire, and I'm Iron Man, I'm a billionaire. Okay, so we're both equal. Okay, I like to talk noise, because you know Iron Man likes to talk noise, right? And he has a lot of women. Right? That's me. Nate is Batman. He's a billionaire too, but he's a low-key billionaire. He's going to be quiet and chill. And he has a lot of women, but he likes to keep it on the down low. So we are a different type of duo. He's Batman and I'm Iron Man.
I mean, I would say if you're going by sporting teammates, sports, the only one I could think about was Kobe and Shaq, because I felt like both of them were pretty equals, even though I didn't like Shaq as a player. But I'm going by what Mel's saying, where we're not putting anyone up. Like, I would put Mel up above me, but he's not going to. So if I had to look at equals, I would say Kobe and Shaq, and that's kind of weird.
I like that.
Now we're comparing ourselves to Shaq and Kobe, which I don't want to do. Yeah, but I guess he asked the question. I guess we had to come up with something. But
all right, so I got one last question, and it is from Gerard. he submitted a question, okay, just in case he couldn't make it tonight. So Gerard says, we know about your love of bourbon, but how about as a fragrance? Recommendations?
Damn, that's a good question, Gerard! Oh my gosh. Wow. I'm speechless right now.
Well,
Jerome, one thing bad about fragrances is kind of like soaps. You just can't pick one, Gerard. You just can't pick one.
Right. Yeah, that's a hard question. Like, that's, I would have to think about. I don't know.
Well, actually, I did think of one that you guys should probably answer, is the duo.
You know what? Because, again, the splash, to me, I love that splash. I think it's great. I love the splash. And yeah, Dougie Fresh, who we're going to plug Doug, Hops and Strops on YouTube, check out his channel. But again, he used the duo and with the aftershave splash, he said, and he lives in Kentucky. He's done the distillery tours. He knows what it's about. He said he gets that smell from the duo splash like he's walking through a distillery. So, I mean, Doug knows.
Now, with that said, of course, this is my first time collaborating with anybody doing Soaps and Scents, and Nate Dawg's first time going out. We're learning. I will promise you this, that the second batch will be better.
Well, I think it might be worthwhile to backtrack, and this was something I thought it was worth doing a deep dive into, getting your kind of learning and hearing more from you guys, the whole process, right? Collaborating, first time, got to do the scent part, you had to choose a soap base, you went with a updated vegan soap base from Zingari Man, but I think a lot of people would like, as much as you'd like to share as far as behind the scenes, and you kind of touched upon it, Mel, also, like, how has it been with reaction?
Sure. First of all, the collaboration with Nate, me, and Heather, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed our video chats with each other. That vegan base that Heather made was so on point that we kind of neglected the scent. Me and Nate were, well, for me, I was so blown away by the base that it's my bad that I didn't realize the scent, that the base would kind of make the scent go away for some reason. I believe the coconut in the base made the scent.
Yeah, the coconut milk. Yeah. I really think that, yeah, the whole process was actually awesome. It was, we started this, Mel and I started this with Heather early March.
Yeah.
Like it was probably around when COVID
hit.
Wow.
And it was just something that after our live, I messaged Mel probably drunk. And I was like, Mel, how awesome would this be if we could get a soap made for us? Soap aftershave set made for us. And he's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. And so it was just us thinking, and we always thought of Heather because we both had a good relationship with Heather, but we were trying to figure out, like, you know, it would be awesome to do a collaboration and a collaboration where it would be, you know, BBS Live. And we knew it was going to be Heather from Zingari. We knew we were going to have her base, but we knew she wasn't the best at fragrances at the time. She always said, I'm not the best. It's going to take me a little bit of time. And we're like, you have all the time in the world. But what we kind of wanted to do is maybe do like a collaboration with two soap makers too. So we originally thought, like, how awesome would it be to have Zingari and A&E and have Peter do a frag and do Heather do a base, which would be awesome. We sent a message to Peter and he never said no. He just said, I don't know. He said, let me think about it. But the thing is, we kind of wanted to get things rolling, you know.
Yeah.
So we asked Peter, hey, would it be okay if we talked to someone else? And he's like, totally cool. So we talked to Chris Cullen from Katie's Bubbles. And it just, at the time, it just, things didn't work out. So after that, we were like, whatever. We're not in a rush. It's March. What we're thinking, because Mel and I talked about a scent before we even talked to Heather, because we knew it had to be bourbon. I mean, for a show, it had to be bourbon. So, we threw out we knew it was going to be a false scent. So we threw it out to Heather. We're like, Heather, first of all, do you want to do this? She's like, I wouldn't do it for anyone, but I will do it for you guys. So we're like, oh my God, that's awesome. That's so awesome. First of all, that was so cool to hear an artist in. I mean, Heather, even at the time, Heather now is, you know, her brand is, people consider her soaps like top three, probably. A lot of people have her top five. And at that time, she was still good, you know. And the fact that she said yes was amazing. And when we told Heather that she had all the time in the world to do this, she was all for it. But I think the whole process, even getting Heather, was so awesome with like video chats and sending us like samples and what we thought, and actually sent, I have them right here, but she actually sent us this many actually fragrances. of different of combinations with the scent we wanted, and there's seven of them. And so we picked the one that we wanted the most. That was probably midsummer. And it, so Mel brought up the vegan base because originally this was supposed to be Sego. Mm-hmm. And at the time that Heather was sending us some of the, she sent us a Sego base with the notes in there. And she also sent us a vegan, an updated vegan. And we tried it and we're like, holy crap, this is really good. So I think we really, when we told Heather, we want this in the vegan, she's like, oh crap, now I have to like, because she has her testers. She came up with a ton of, I think it was like 5 or 6 different vegan bases that she sent to her testers to us. And it was kind of like a rush process from that because this was already done. And so I don't blame Heather for anything. This was definitely Mel and I trying to, we definitely pushed the boundaries a little bit. I feel like we could have just stuck with Sego and it would have been amazing. Again, I think the soap smells amazing. It just doesn't, I agree with people, it doesn't have those scent notes. But for me, the splash does. So that was a long, long answer. I'm sorry. That was very long.
No. I mean, we want to hear about the process. And the other portion of it that we've mentioned, alluded to, is feedback, or rather reaction from the community, inclusive of you know, YouTube viewers, fellow Facebook community members. Can you guys tell me a little bit, like, what has feedback been like, as well as like how it's been processing that feedback for yourselves?
Okay, feedback for the Do Stuff was, in my opinion, I thought it was positive for me. A lot of people in the wet shed community, especially some of the YouTubers, actually reached out to me and Nate and said, hey, I got your soap. I did the video. Mel, Nate, I didn't like it. I love the base, but the scent just wasn't for me. I just love how the community, especially the YouTubers, actually came to me and Nate, hey, should I post this video? I said, yeah, absolutely. I want your honesty, even if I don't want to hear it. If your honesty, we need your honesty. If you don't like the scent, but you like the base, the world of what you need to hear. So good and bad, I like the process. It's a learning experience for me it'll make me be better on the next collaboration of soaps for me.
Yeah, I think it's been... It seems like the people that are on YouTube or they do lives in the Facebook groups, like the people that are like well known in the community, they're the ones that are pretty strong about not liking the scent of the soap. But there's other people in the community that just purchase soap. You know, they're not out there on YouTube. They're not out there doing lives. They're not doing anything. They might do a shave of the day pick. They really like it. So it's weird because it's kind of like a 50-50, you know, people liking it, people not liking it. Mm. So it's kind of hard. And the thing is, yes, we got the feedback and it was tough. Like, of course we wanted this. We were talking this up because we were super excited about it. And again, I don't mind the scent. I like it. I actually wish it was, I agree. It should be stronger. But I don't mind it, but I see why people who definitely love scent strength, who definitely love to smell something, why they wouldn't. So the feedback was great. I mean, I don't mind negative feedback. That's fine by me. Please post what you can. So we got the feedback, but the thing is what I think Mel and I both didn't like is I think a lot of people came down on Heather. And it's not like Heather did this on purpose. Like it was just, it's something that happened. And I feel like people are coming down on her and saying like, Nate and Mel deserve better. But the thing is, I blame Mel and I for this more than I do Heather. We kind of rushed her in the process and it's really not on her. We threw her a curveball with this vegan And the thing is, it just sounds like that when the second batch comes out, it will be in the Sego. So we are switching it up a bit. Heather's definitely comfortable with the Sego. She's had multiple soaps in the Sego. So yeah, I definitely blame Mel and me more than I would never put any blame on Heather for this. And I just don't like how there's just some, I would say, people in the wet shaving community that I think are just blaming Heather. And I don't think that's really fair.
Well, I do want to thank you guys. You know, thank you for kind of giving us a little peek behind the curtain about how that process was. And I guess with kind of the second run of Duo coming out, anything, any big plans for I know you go mostly off the cuff for BBS Live, but any big plans coming up, or kind of even if you were to like shoot for the moon, like what are some things you hope to kind of accomplish through BBS Live this these coming months?
Sure. Me and Nate actually have something planned. Sometime before the end of the year, we want to do a bourbon review. And before we do our bourbon review, we want to post it on Instagram, and we want all our followers who want to get into it, purchase the bourbon that we're going to review together, and we want our followers to join us in our review. So we plan on doing a bourbon review sometime before Christmas, for sure.
Yeah. So that'll probably be you know, we always do BBS Live every other week. That will be on an off week, possibly a Friday. Probably a Friday. Makes sense. We just have to figure out which Friday and which bourbon we'll do. But I think having an Instagram page, of course you want more followers. I think it's just, we want more followers. The fact that it gets more people to watch our lives, which we enjoy having more people, because we want more people to have fun with us, you know. But I think Mel's getting into the fragrance game. I think we want to expand into getting more of the bourbon crowd and the fragrance crowd into the wet shaving, because I know that's a big thing right now. I mean, you could see with the Zaharoff release with Gentleman's Nod. Mm-hmm. You know, there is that thing where you want to combine, like there's it's there. Like, so for us with the bourbon people, you know, we would love to have them come over. And that's the thing, is Mel and I have tried to give, you know, we're wet shavers. So of course we're going to give more wet shaving gear away on our lives, but we've tried to push that bourbon game. If we could give bottles of bourbon away, we would do that. I just don't know how that's done. I don't know. But if we could get some of the bourbon people, whiskey people over, some of the frag people over to the wet shaving game and kind of combine it somehow, we would love that for future. Who knows? Who knows how long that will take? But I know Mel has already brought some of the frag people over to our lives already. So...
Hey, one of them actually did a giveaway. Sent salt, checking him out on Instagram, sent the salt, and also YouTube. He went into our live, Nate, and he actually gave away a Fahrenheit cologne. Matter of fact, Dan the Pizza Guy won it.
Dan the Pizza Guy did win it, yeah.
And so, thank you, Patrick, for sending the salt. The guy, he's a new YouTuber, but his videos are so hilarious, and he's a great editor, man. He's awesome.
Yeah. So I think that's just really of course there's stuff we haven't even thought about that we want to do, but I think the whole thing with what Mel brought up with kind of like a whiskey or a bourbon review, where we can pop open a bottle that we just bought and get people to do the same and give them time to get that bourbon, come on the live, and we'll just pop it together and drink it. We can talk about the notes, because again, we're more than just wet shaving, you know, we're bourbon. I mean, we're focused on bourbon, but I guess you could put whiskey, you know. I'm not a Scotch person. I don't think Mel's a Scotch person either, but hey, bring over the Scotch people too, you know. Let's bring everyone. So, but I think that'll be definitely a new thing, and I think it will be really fun.
I leave the floor open to each of you. Just any plugs you want to give?
Sure. Follow me and Nate Dogg on BBS.live on Instagram. We do bourbon, we do shaving, we do friends, we do straight razors, safety razors. Come to our lives. We always post up our lives every other Thursday. Basically, we have one goal, and that's to have fun. We talk about anything you want to talk about except for religion and politics. And check me out on YouTube, Mel Shake.
Yeah, follow us on BBS Live. The giveaways are big. I think we will. I mean, we've been pushing the envelope with these giveaways. I think it's just only going to get up there. I think at some point, Mel, there's a giveaway that I think we should do, and I'm not going to say it right now, but it could happen. So, you straight razor shavers. Might want to catch the next few lies. We'll see. But
and guys, if we get up to 1,000, I'm gonna have something special for a giveaway. If we have 1,000 followers,
this okay? is not even what I don't even know this. I
yeah, you don't even know this. Right it's now. Gonna be a, it's gonna be one of the elite brushes that I have that I'm gonna give away.
Wow.
Whoa.
And I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it, Nate.
Oh, you're
oh,
saying.
Oh, wow.
Actually, what? I think I might know what it is.
It's a Langley City. It's a Langley City shave brush. It was my very first Langley City shave brush. And if you guys don't know who Langley City shave brush are, check them out. Kyle on Langley City Shave Shop on Etsy. The guy does not make brushes; he makes jewelry. They're so beautiful, you don't even want to shave with it. So if we get up to 1,000, I'm going to give away my very first Langley City brush. It's a Manchurian knot, 26 millimeter. I said it. There you go, John. It's in record.
I know. I've seen it. It's a beautiful brush. But I also want to plug, I'm going to plug two YouTubers as well that have just started. I've already brought up Dougie Fresh, Hops and Strops. He create YouTube channel, and then Up for a Shave Dave. He's been doing YouTube for a little bit, I would say. A
few months?
What, 6 months?
Yeah.
Six. 3 months.
Super Dave, I like to call him.
Super Dave. But positive guys, like really positive guys just getting in YouTube. And yeah, just great stuff. Yeah, those are two guys that I want to see do really well on YouTube.
Awesome. Guys, even during your plugs section, you are selfless and generous, and I wholeheartedly support. Those are some great YouTubers that would definitely appreciate your views. Check them out. Mel, thank you so much for the prize, the giveaway scoop in 1,000. So
I feel like I have to do something now, too.
You can, Nate, you have some time. Yeah, you have some time to think about it.
Yeah, well,
maybe you can think about, like, at 5,000. We'll give away brand new car.
We're almost up to 800 followers. So, yes, we do have some time. So, maybe I have to think about it now. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
It'll be big. It'll probably be two big giveaways. So.
Well, guys, it was a pleasure just having you on the podcast today. I really do appreciate both of you, everything you're doing in the community, but obviously also appreciate your time. Just chatting with me tonight. So, thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. Be sure to check out all the things that Nate and Mel plugged. Check out Nate and Mel if you've never heard them before. Their energy is infectious. Their generosity is infectious. And remember, you might be able to win a Domino's pizza card if you tune in. So that's BBS.live on Instagram every other Thursday. You're listening to Ladder Talk. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you next episode. Take care, guys.
Thanks, John.
Later, John.
Later.
Nate.